lot of your former staff is on the Falcons staff.
Yeah.
You see similarities when you watch what they do?
I think some good guys down there. Mike Smith's done a good job since he's been in Atlanta. And, I've actually worked with Nolan, in Baltimore. So he's got a good group of guys, and they're doing a nice job with their team to start the year. So always good to see friends, always nice to compete against them.
You think Dirk's doing some of the stuff he did for you?
It looks a little better right now. he's got some tools to do it with. He's always had, I think, great design. He's always been a real organized, bright guy. So, clearly he's feeling good about the people he's working with down there in Atlanta. So he's doing a nice job with it.
So when you have guys who know you as well, I mean, obviously you know them, but they know you pretty well. Do you have to do more disguising? Does it change the
way? Game planning wise, we do what we can to have our teams ready to go. That's about it. They'll do what they do, and we'll do what we do and try and do it as well as we can. And understand that, each week there are issues. Each week there are talented players and things that you've got to prepare for, and that's what we've been busy doing.
Looking back on the preseason, what did Tony Carter do to separate himself and earn that roster spot?
Well, he just was one of the top guys, in the group. We end up keeping five corners over there, and he was one of the top five. And that's the way it worked out. That's why he's here.
Let me see Matt Ryan. What makes him so special?
He's a good player. He came out a good player. Matt's a bright guy, very accurate, and he's done a nice job since he started there, day one, really. I remember talking to Mike back when he first drafted him. He's like, it's looking like the rookie's really going to be a special player. And he's talking about the fact that he was probably going to start him to open the year. And so if you do that because you want to, that means the guy's pretty good.
He's shown a real ability to play well inside the Georgia Dome without giving away too much of the defensive scheme. How do you knock a guy like that out of his comfort zone?
Well, like anything, you want to try and take away some of the things that they like to do. And obviously, they're good at a lot of different things. So that's always a tougher task. It's easier to talk about it than to actually get it done. But we'll put together a plan, go down there. We've got some good people ourselves, and we'll match up against their good people and see how we do.
Do you think so many teams are running no huddles now because they don't want you to substitute or change out?
Yeah, I think it's not the first time this league has seen no huddle. I think, our guy, we certainly got enough looks at it during camp and during the OTAs and everything with our own offense. So, it's something that teams that have smart, talented quarterbacks like to utilize, and they have one, and so do we.
Tougher for you because you can't change out, or do you?
Not tougher for me. I'm just calling it. It's tougher for the guys that are out there. But, it presents us challenges, but there are also some drawbacks. So it's only good when it's effective and you're moving the ball and scoring points. And if not, you're putting your defense out there an awful lot. So, it's only good when you do it well, like anything. But both these teams, going into this game Monday night, have been proficient at the no huddle, and I'm sure we'll see a dose of it from both teams.